Hi, this is a dictation for Derrick Williams. D like Detroit, E-R-R-I-C-K-W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S. Derrick Williams is here for a follow-up evaluation. He was injured in an automobile accident on 6-8-2020. As a T-bone on passenger side while he was a restrained driver, this caused the airbags to be deployed. There was an element of head injury with the TBI as well as pain in the neck and lower back with the radiculopathy and radiation to the right arm, right leg. Posteriorly in S1, S2 dermatome fashion, some injury to the right shoulder was reported. Severe pain with the ability to lift only up to 120 degrees of abduction, and the fourth finger was completely numb. There was some weakness of the right arm was also present. The patient also underwent a surgery to the right foot due to the accident-related fracture. And he underwent surgery for right shoulder times 3. Even before this accident, the patient was operated in December of 2019. For a previous issue, he has a physical therapy, extensive, and currently he is undergoing evaluation. Dr. Gary Gilliard is the orthopedic surgeon who suspects that there is a issue with the lower back disc protrusion or damage, and a new MRI is being ordered. For this gentleman, MRI is going to be done today at St. John Hospital. The patient reports that is pain level in the lower back and the neck and the right shoulder is between 8 to 10. 80% pain is reported relieved with the pain medication that he receives. And in the patient reports that his general activity, mood, sleep, and enjoyment of life are affected 10. Walking ability and relationship with other people is affected 8. In the system review, patient reports that he has no headaches, dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbances, double vision, no history of any ear ringing, fainting, blackout, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium. He denies any memory issues. He has a history of difficulty sleeping, fatigue, tension, weakness, lack of focus, anxiety, depression, occasionally panic and nightmares. In the pain and numbness, patient has a pain in the right shoulder, neck, lower back, as well as occasionally in the right elbow, right wrist and hand, and stiffness in the shoulder, neck and lower back, along with pins and needle and decreased range of motion. In the GI, patient denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain or blood in the stool. In the GU, patient reports no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, patient is suffering from chest pain, difficulty breathing, and asthma. However, he denies any coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports that his pain level has remained the same, and there is no changes in the medical history, or surgical history, hospitalization, or weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medication remains narco, and over 325. That this patient is utilizing marijuana and also alcohol for last for helping in the pain. In compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 129/94, pulse is 89, temperature 96.9, and pulse ox is 100. Rest of the physical examination is identical to the previous visit of 12-16-2021, dictation number 1218-089. Along with diagnosis, the plan of care is as follows. The patient is going to return in 15 days after the MRI is done. Hence, he is being supplied with the 15 days of pain medication, Norco, 10/325 to 12 hours for 15 days, 30 tablets. for help with the pain. His disability is going to continue as before in work disability and housework replacement and transportation. No physical therapy is being ordered as Dr. Gilliard, the orthopedic surgeon, doesn't want him to have any therapy to his shoulder. It is being evaluated and re-evaluated. An MRI of the lumbar spine and cervical spine have been ordered by Dr. Gilliard. The maps have been reviewed, the labs have been reviewed, new labs have been ordered, and the patient is otherwise stable. The maps, the laboratory toxicology study are in compliance. Thank you.